High School in Sitka. Russell Thomas and Clark Slaniker with you, bringing you Region 5 4A Boys Championship Basketball here tonight as the Thunder Mountain Falcons trying to punch their ticket to the state tournament with a win here over the Crimson Bears. The Crimson Bears trying to stay alive and snatch one away from Thunder Mountain and force a third and final game between these two teams tomorrow. As Thunder Mountain besting the Crimson Bears 62-54 in the opening night of the tournament on Tuesday. And then beating K-High 66-63 on Wednesday. And then K-High dropping to JD last night 67-48 to force this matchup again between the Thunder Mountain Falcons and the Crimson Bears.
Well, Juno Douglas put out a lot of effort last night to beat K-High in a very intense game. And that was spectacular. Thunder Mountain got the performance of a lifetime from Sam, the legend Lockhart, as he put up 39 points, including 26 in the fourth quarter, to wipe away a 15-point fourth-quarter lead and get the victory for Thunder Mountain in spectacular fashion.
And just a reminder, if you haven't been following this conference this year, all the teams were 4-4 as each team split with the other team on every weekend series. So everybody won a home and lost a home, and they won an away and lost an away against each team in the conference. It was the tightest we've ever seen it between these three teams. K-High had won the number one seed on a points basis based on the number of points that they won their games by. And then Thunder Mountain, just a slight advantage over the Crimson Bears in the points that they had against one another. And that's how the seeding went. So K-High 1, Thunder Mountain 2, Juno Douglas 3, and K-High the first team out with two losses.
So it's what you're trying to say is this is a coin flip.
Yeah.
The one thing is,
we know what we're getting, and it's going to be a great game. I mean, that's what we're expecting.
In the first matchup of this tournament between these two teams, Sam Lockhart had the first game that Russell and I have ever called in his career, which has been many, and that he did not have a three-pointer. And, boy, I had been talking about it in the pregame of the K-High game, and I was worried because I played basketball and I was a shooter. And you just don't have two games like that in a row when you just can't, when you're as good as Sam Lockhart. And he did not disappoint, and I don't think that Juno is going to be able to keep him from making three-pointers tonight. And but still, I mean, you got great performance. Sean Oliver with 31 last night against K-High. He's feeling his oats. Alwin Carrillo was spectacular as well. Thomas Baxter been playing great as well for Thunder Mountain.
Carrillo had 20 last night, you know, in the outing against K-High. So there's some guys that are really stepping up here in the tournament, and we're going to get our money's worth tonight out of these two teams, I think.
Well, we've seen Coach Kasperson so many times in this tournament pull a rabbit out of the hat.
Absolutely.
He's a fantastic coach.
Yeah.
And he's been known to pull some upsets around here without a doubt.
Just so great. You know, Stockhausen, Blasco, and Kasperson have all been around a long time. Coached who knows how many games against one another. And it's as much the coaches trying to outsmart one another as it is the kids going out there and playing hard, as each coach trying to anticipate what the other coach is going to do to neutralize their threat and then how you're going to neutralize their neutralization, and it just gets kind of crazy. It's fun to watch these guys work against each other, and just real class acts here in 4A coaching, both on the girls' side and the boys' side, and we just got a lot of respect for the coaching staffs that all these teams bring.
As they introduce the starters now for the Crimson Bears, Alex Malott, Jonathan Sleppy, Sean Oliver brought his A game last night. He was on fire, and he was intense, and he played hard. Like I said, he usually saves his best for K-High for some reason. Killed us last year in the region tournament as well. F. DeGoy, and then Alwin Carrillo will round out the starting lineup for the Crimson Bears. Man, this is, like I said, this is a heavyweight fight. They're going to exchange heavy blows throughout the evening.
Look for a wind-up here in the first quarter. You know, somebody's going to try and punch somebody's lights out. As they're going to announce non-starters for the Falcons, too, I think. Lance Nierra has played well off the bench for Thunder Mountain. Gazga, Anthony Garcia, Krishna Sanguni, Arbor Thomas.
And now it's time to meet the starting lineup for your Thunder Mountain Falcons.
Who knows, Plasko had to change up things a little bit against K-High the other night. The game was just a little different, and he pulled Pulaski and let some other guys get some run as the game was fast. And Pulaski fills up the paint really nicely, does a nice job for Thunder Mountain, but they just had a little bit of a different game plan, and it worked.
Well, so he'll be fresh for tonight,
yeah,
to say the least.
Yeah.
As he did not play much.
And he's a guy who can hurt you in the middle. He's got big size, plays well, handles himself really well. As they announce starters now for the Thunder Mountain Falcons, they're going to include T.J. Guevara, Kason Ludman, Sam Lockhart, James Pulaski, and Thomas Baxter getting the nod.
Thunder Mountain student section is taking a page out of our book and wear camo tonight. K-High always wears camo when the Bears come to town. Kind of funny.
So officials tonight will be Dennis
Belandry,
Jeremy Bynum, and Thomas Montgomery. One Sitka official, two Ketchikan officials. We've talked before, no officials from Juneau here this year, as they've got some from Haines, some from Sitka, one from Metlakatla, and four from Ketchikan.
How long before Lockhart gets a heat check going here?
About 3 seconds, maybe, if they give him the ball.
Man, unbelievable performance by Sam the other night. Tore it up. Impressive. That's one Russ and I will never forget. Estegoy gets the tip. Now to Oliver, drives to the lane. Little 10-foot floater. Spins off, no good. Baxter snares the board. Coming the other way. Guevara over to Lockhart. Guarded by Oliver with that length. Sam over to Baxter. Up to Guevara. Ludman goes left. Cut off. Gets to Lockhart. Fake step back. Two on the way. That's no good. Rebound Estegoy.
Great box out by Estegoy underneath there. Get good position.
Turned over on a bad pass up court towards Leppy.
Lockhart comes up with it.
Guevara brings it across slowly. Ludman down in the corner to Baxter. Into Pulaski. Oh, he blows the bunny.
Easy shot. Got to make those. And Leppy comes up with a rebound on the miss. Uncharacteristic miss for Pulaski in that spot.
Oliver up top. Now off to Carrillo. Crosses over, gets in the lane. Little runner too hard. Rebound, Estegoy. That's no dice. And Pulaski comes out of there with it and travels.
So Estegoy with the offensive rebound.
Pulaski with one, yeah.
Yeah, and then a turnover on Thunder Mountain.
We don't make the calls. We just write them down. Malott to trigger. Poked away from Estegoy on the inbound, out of bounds. Minute 15 in, no score. Looking for something. This just isn't as starting off as intense as the K-High Juno game last night at all.
No bucket yet so far.
Estigoy turns, fires, no. Malott, offensive rebound and blocked by Ludman.
Ludman with his first blocked shot of the night. 6:34 to go here in the opening quarter, still scoreless.
Oh, inbounded to Oliver, got away with an offensive foul.
Yeah,
and then they call a foul on Lockhart.
Threw the chicken wing, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Lockhart going to be whistled for his first, team's first foul of the first quarter here. And Oliver, a chance to put Crimson Bears on the map here with his first couple shots.
Eyes it up, shot on the way. Good. Oliver won the boys' three-point contest today. Shakes it up, rattles it around, eyes it up. No good. Rebound, Baxter. Guevara, Baxter. Up to Sam Lockhart, gets inside, shot up, no good, a foul, and now Sam will go to the line.
Schleppi going to be whistled for his first. That'll be team's first foul here in the first quarter. And Oliver now to the line for the pair.
Sam, great shooter, great free throw shooter as well.
He just had a little warm-up there, motion there, and it reminded me of when he did that yesterday and faked his own guy out into the, he stepped into the key, and that was it.
Because the guy wasn't paying attention
yeah,
is what it boiled
down.
He
just saw his arm moving.
That's right.
And went in. That's
like,
right.
Oh. Second one, good this time.
So misses the first, hits the second. We're tied up 14-all.
One-all?
I was 14, Sam's number. That's what I was writing down. One all.
Alan Carrillo drives in, dumps it off to Malott, back to Carrillo. Now Oliver drives, hangs, no. Sam Lockhart pulls the board. He'll bring it up. Over to Guevara. Now off to Ludman. Over to Guevara. Guevara wants to drive. Scoop, no. Schleppi with the rebound.
His second. Now quickly up to Oliver, and he's up and in for two. That's Schleppi to Oliver. I think. I looked down, and Oliver was putting the layup in.
Pulaski now to Baxter. He's going to attack. Shot up, no good, but a foul, and he'll shoot two now.
Ain't going to be on Oliver or Schleppi.
A lot of whistles early here with this crew.
And that's going to be two on Schleppi. And that's going to send Thomas Baxter to the line for two.
First one is good for Thomas.
Parker checking in now for the Crimson Bears. Schleppi to the bench.
Second shot on the way for Baxter. Spins off. Estigoy gets the rebound. His second now. Alan Carrillo. Over to Oliver. Somebody got a finger on it. Oliver's got it. Back to Carrillo. Gets a screen from Estigoy. An illegal screen, and that's a turnover.
Estigoy leaned out with the shoulder and popped. I think Lockhart coming by.
Without a doubt, easy call.
Second turnover for the Crimson Bears.
Third team foul. Guevara with it. Over to Lockhart. Up ahead to Ludman, right underneath the hoop. Layup good. Sam Lockhart dropping the dime.
The lead now to Thunder Mountain.
Carrillo. Bad pass, stolen by Ludman. Up ahead to Guevara, right to the hoop, layup, no good. Ludman with the rebound. Now to Lockhart, 10-footer, got it. And Ludman gets the dime. And a timeout, 30-second timeout by the Crimson Bears as Thunder Mountain's up 6-3.
Just some frantic action. They were down 2-3, and it just turned it on here. A couple big plays. Turnover and a couple big buckets coming Thunder Mountain's way.
Oh, I didn't get the turnover. I gave him the steal, but I didn't mark it as a turnover.
Too many ticks in the book. You gotta be...
Man, 10 years ago, we'd never be able to stat like we did now.
I know.
What a work in progress that was. A hot mess for a while.
I was telling somebody that you had said, remember we started doing rebounds. Just team rebounds.
No, it started with turnovers. Steve McDonald is the guy. He's like, hey, you're doing good, but tonight I want turnovers. And then
we did that, and then you started keeping some individual stats on a couple players, and then we got some complaints from parents who were like, hey, how come you're not statting my kid? So we started doing that, and I didn't, to be honest, didn't believe it was possible, but you started doing it, and I had to keep up. So
tipped away on the pass, download them a lot. It took a long time.
It did take a while to be able to get it. We added one thing at a time.
Exactly. We did. Steve McDonald was integral in that. He's like, I want you to step it up.
Well,
give
thanks,
me more
Steve.
Info. Yep. Parker for three. That's no good. And Guevara comes away with
that
the
was
rebound.
A great rebound by Guevara.
Now he'll bring it up slowly against Estigoy. Gets it across the timeline to Ludman. Ludman, back to Guevara. Baxter. Baxter doesn't like it with Oliver on him. Now to a cutting Guevara. Lost it. Got it back. Back to Baxter. Fakes. Drives. Steps into a 15-footer. That's no good. And Alan Carrillo comes away with a rebound. Quickly up the left side. Drives in. Stops. Now he'll dump it down low. And a kick.
Wow. He's trying to just thread the needle there to Alex Malott, who was cutting to the hoop. That would have been a nifty pass if he could have got it to him, but the defense.
He was looking at the wing and saw Malott try to knife it in there.
It's just so good. He sees the court better than most people out there. He's just got great presence.
Estigoy inbounds to Parker for three. Way too hard. Rebound comes off to Lockhart. Off to Guevara as they'll bring it up. Nearly lost the handle, and it's a double dribble by Guevara. Second turnover on the Falcons. As Lance Nier is going to come into the game now for the Falcons, as Guevara will get a little break. 3:33 to go here in the first quarter. Where did it all go? It went away fast.
Neither team really finding much offensive momentum. The defense has been tough so far on both sides.
Alan Carrillo. Bad pass. Just turns it over as his teammate disappeared on him. Cason Ludman with the steal. His second. Niera quickly up to Lockhart. Lockhart gets a screen from Pulaski. Now finds Pulaski. Offensive fouls. He just runs over. Well, their refs are getting together. What are they going to call offensive?
I think they both had the same call, but they were just checking to each other to make sure both blew the whistle at the same time.
It was the call.
Yeah.
I mean, Pulaski lowered the shoulder, ran Alan Carrillo right over.
Bring in the boom.
He did lower the boom. Floor a little wet. They're looking for a towel down there on the baseline. They found it.
I don't know. They got weird stuff up on the thing. They got four fouls shown for Thunder Mountain, but I've only got two.
Oh, they corrected it.
Oh, there they got. Yeah.
Reading your mail again.
It's like Keith Perkins had two. I had two. Somebody's not paying attention down there.
The Nightcaps tonight, the 2A Region 5 championship game. Winner tonight will punch their ticket to the state tournament. Metlakatla Mischiefs are the team to beat on the girls' side.
Yeah, they've just been so dominant here so far.
On the other side, it's a coin flip.
Yeah.
On the boys' side.
Petersburg and Metlakatla, they're going to run me ragged.
I'm just going to breeze into the championship with the girls. Carrillo gets it across to Oliver. Drives, hangs, shot, no dice. Pulaski's got it. Finally gets it.
Wow. Pulaski had to stick with that one. Nearly lost it out of bounds, but able to come back up with it on his fingertips.
Niera to Baxter. Baxter drives, knives through, scoop, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up and scores.
What a tough take by Baxter.
Oh, he wants it. This is it. He knows it.
8-3 Thunder Mountain.
Year. Nearly stolen. Carrillo gets it back, tried to dump it down low. Baxter comes away with a steal. Five turnovers on the Bears. Quickly up ahead to Niera. Niera wants to drive, gives it off to Lockhart for three. Sam
wow.
Lockhart.
You don't leave Sam up there all by himself. And Niera, they had to get help defense over there to cut Niera off, and Sam left wide open at the top of the key.
And he's fired up. Sam's fired up.
There's some energy now for the Thunder Mountain Falcons.
Sam already 6 points here in the first quarter for Thunder Mountain. They're up 11-3. And he's riding that wave.
And it's a 9-0 run. Juno is up 3-2.
Carrillo, knife through, hang, scoop, rolls off the front rim, tipped out to Oliver for three. No good. Now Carrillo with an offensive rebound. Up top to Guerin. Bad pass stolen away by Lockhart.
That's Lockhart's second steal. Sixth turnover on the Crimson Bears.
I guess you got to give Oliver the offensive rebound.
I did. And Pulaski with the offensive rebound and the tip back in on the other side. Yeah, I did give Oliver the rebound.
And now a foul on Thunder Mountain on Gazga.
Gazga wanted the elbow as Oliver trying to clear some space there. But he doesn't get it. That'll be his first. Team's third.
Sam's kind of the man of the hour right now in the tournament after that last game. He's the fan favorite. And tonight I'm just a fan. Oliver, step back three, no good. Rebound. Kasperson had it, but had to save it in bounds. So you got to give it to Gazga as they come the other way. And turned over as they try to get it into Pulaski down low. Four turnovers now on the Falcons. They're up 10 with 1:23 to go. As Juno just
gone
is cold.
Yeah.
Kasperson for three. That's no good. Gazga with the rebound.
Wow, Pulaski did a nice job clearing the paint out, too, giving Gazga lots of room to maneuver in there.
Niera slows it down now. We'll just bring it up, let him set the offense up. Started by Kasperson.
5 seconds.
That's a bad call, man. There was no tight defense or nothing. He's surveying the court. That's no good. I mean, the defense wasn't within 6 feet. I mean,
I wasn't even really paying attention.
Yeah, that was no good.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, Alwin Carrillo knifes into the lane and scores on his own.
Faked everybody.
Oliver with a steal. His shot no good. Niera pulls the rebound. Coming the other way. Lockhart goes right. Out to Gazga for three. That's no good. Rebound Oliver. What's the call? As the whistle blows.
Push on Baxter in the backcourt.
Yeah, his first. It's already getting a little bit chippy. Oh, Thunder Mountain with a turnover six now?
Yep. Is now Pulaski going to come out? Ludman back in for Thunder Mountain.
35 seconds to go in the quarter. Oliver back to Carrillo. Back to Oliver. Double team. Back to Carrillo. Carrillo drives. Kicks over to Guerin. Guerin for three. That's no good. Baxter skies for the rebound. He's got five in the quarter. Tried to throw it way up court to Gazga, and it goes out of bounds. Not good for the Falcons. Seven turnovers. Bears ball, 13-5 now our score. Favor of Thunder Mountain. Carrillo drives. Gets it over to Kasperson. Out to Oliver wide. Oh, offensive foul is called.
Carrillo took Baxter down as he drove into the paint.
That's two on Carrillo, I believe.
I must have missed one if he already has one.
No, I got one wrong.
13, maybe. Sleppy had two.
I got two on Schleppy.
One on Estigoy.
One on Estigoy. Yeah.
So that'll be turnover on the Crimson Bears.
I don't know why I got one on Tyler Frisbee, who hasn't been in the game. Coming the other way. Out to Gazga for three at the buzzer. No. And that will end the first quarter with our score. Thunder Mountain on top, 13-5. We'll take one and be right back.
Welcome back. Russell Thomas and Clark Slaniger with you, bringing you Region 5 championship basketball here. 4A boys bracket tonight as the Thunder Mountain Falcons looking to punch their ticket to the state tournament. Juno trying to stay alive. Need a win here tonight and another one tomorrow as Oliver comes up with the steal. Now quickly the other way, coast to coast. Lays it up off the window and in for two.
Oliver with five now. Thunder Mountain a bit sloppy.
Ludman now gets it up into Cicada Hurt. Back to Ludman. Cicada Hurt down in the corner. Up to Guevara. Guevara now goes right side over to Lockhart. Lockhart drives, blows by Brandon Kasperson, gets shoved off. No call. They get it out now to Ludman. Ludman to Lockhart. Kasperson right on him. Lockhart step back three on the way. No good. Oliver with the rebound.
Oliver skying for the board.
Carrillo down to Guerin. Back to Carrillo. Now left side. Over to Kasperson. Down on the block. Estigoy. And he's going to be fouled by Ludman down low, and he'll go to the line for two.
First foul on Ludman. 13-7 now. 6:56 to go here in the first half. First foul on Cason Ludman. This is track meet for sure. Don't blink.
That's right. First one up by the lefty is good.
Estigoy on the board with his first point.
One more shot. Count it. 13-9. Thunder Mountain hanging on as Ludman now bounce pass over to Guevara, brings it across into Baxter, and a late whistle.
Who's that going to be on, Guerin or Oliver? What do you got? Oliver.
That's his first team foul of the second quarter.
Pulaski comes back into the game for Cicada Hurt. Is Juno on a 6-0 run here? It was 13-3. Guevara will trigger on the baseline for the Falcons.
Kasperson not liking the call. Chewing Thomas down there, Montgomery. In now to Baxter from the corner. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Estigoy with the rebound on the miss.
You got two or three?
Three. Defensive, one offensive. Kick it out now. Guerin in the corner. Three! As Gavin Guerin on the feed from Carrillo knocks it down. We've got a one-point game. 7-0, and now Pulaski on the alley-oop from Sam Lockhart, up and in for two.
That was all Sam Lockhart making it easy for his teammate.
Oliver to tie it up. Three-pointer, no good, and a whistle. Is that going to come against Baxter?
On the rebound. No, it was on the rebound, I think.
Oh, Pulaski. 24. Yeah. A little clearing foul down low. So it'll be Juno ball down underneath.
Little bully ball down underneath here. That's a second on Pulaski now.
They get it in. Estigoy gets it into Oliver. Oliver's shot up. No good. Baxter with the rebound.
He's cleaning the glass today. Brought the Windex.
Got six already. Now down to Baxter. Baxter gets by Oliver, and they're going to call Baxter?
Oliver.
Oh.
On the ground before the shot.
And that is the call, his second. So it'll be Thunder Mountain ball. Kasperson wants Parker in there. Gets Oliver out. And Oliver not happy.
Oh, he hacked him, but he always he's always got that look like, what are you talking about? That was clean every time. It's the standard for Oliver we've seen over the years.
They get it in underneath Baxter on the feed from Guevara. Up and in on the inbounds pass. Baxter now with five.
Five?
Yeah. They get it now.
Oh, I gave one of his baskets to Palat.
Down low to Guerin, or Parker, down to Kasperson. Kasperson in the paint, tries to feed it down low, and a kick. It'll be Juno Ball out underneath with 5:44 to go.
I'm not sure you didn't give one of Baxter's to Pulaski, honestly. I can't remember now, though.
Into Carrillo. That shot up no good. Estegoy with the rebound, and Ludman going to pick up his third foul as Estegoy with his second offensive rebound of the game.
I only have one on Ludman.
Oh, I was looking at Schleppy on these numbers.
I know. I do it all the time, too.
Looking at the wrong side of the thing. You were right. Ludman with his second foul as Estegoy's first shot is up.
Oh.
hits the iron about five times and then rolls out last minute.
I thought it was going to roll in, and then it rolled off.
Estegoy will get one more. He's 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Make it 3 of 4 as he knocks that one down. And now they get it in the middle. Baxter pushed by Estegoy, and that'll be Estegoy's second.
A lot of fouls being called in this game now.
Team's third.
Who's got the depth?
Yeah, there's going to be the bench playing the back half of this thing. Ludman now to trigger, gets it into Niera, way in the backcourt. He'll bring it up now on Guerin. Goes right. Hands off now to Guevara. Guevara going to drive in on Parker. Off now to Ludman. Ludman cut off on the baseline. Back out to Guevara. Wide open for three. That one off, no good. Rebound down to Carrillo. Carrillo off to the races, coast to coast. Up and in for two.
Wow, he is so lightning.
Just turned on the heat. Nobody could catch him.
Man,
you could see where he was going, too, with that rebound. He was off to the races. Now down to Lockhart on the right side.
Hit the nitrous.
Ludman bombs away for three from the corner. Got it.
Lockhart with his third assist. Ludman with five in the game now.
Now coming the other way. I didn't even see who
shot that.
Parker gets his bucket on the other side.
You can't blink.
20-17. 4:36 to go. Thunder Mountain on top. Niera steps through, kicks it out. Guevara wanted the three, didn't take it. Spins in the paint and travels.
I got 9 turnovers now in the Falcons. 4:28 to go in the first half. Thunder Mountain on top, 20-17. As Gazga's going to come in now for Guevara. Got to keep him fresh. This is an intense ball game.
Parker will get it in now to Carrillo, and Carrillo will bring it up. Directing traffic from the top of the key. Now over to Guerin. Guerin now dribbles back to the top of the key. Over to Kasperson, down in the corner to Parker, double teamed. Tries to feed it down low, and Niera steals it. And coming the other way, Niera at the free throw line. Over to Lockhart, wide open. Lockhart, boom! As Niera gets the assist, and Lockhart drops another three-pointer, and Kasperson was furious over there when he saw Lockhart standing by himself.
Told you he wasn't going to go without a three today.
And a bad pass over there by Guerin goes out of bounds. It'll be the 9th turnover on the Crimson Bears, and it'll be Thunder Mountain ball.
Lockhart now with 9 points in the half.
Yeah, Kasperson saw that, and he knew what was coming next and was mad that nobody had come out on that they had let him get lost. And there again, Lockhart in the corner on the feed from Niera as Lockhart goes back-to-back threes, and the Thunder Mountain Falcons up 26-17. Carrillo in the paint, no good, as Baxter fighting for the rebound, finally coming out of there with it, and then a foul going to be whistled against Carrillo. And I think Carrillo just stuck with it too long.
He's got to watch out. That ref will tee him up. two fouls on Allen.
I mean, it was fine, the aggressive nature. They tried to get him, and then they should have just backed off as Baxter clearly had possession. So 26-17. They come down the other way. Baxter in the paint. Travel. Ten turnovers on Thunder Mountain.
I don't know if that was a travel. Jump stop, you get one of those.
That's exactly. I just looked down at Blasco. He says, jump stop. Now Carrillo into the paint up top. Kasperson out to Oliver. Spins, loses the handle. Now Carrillo for three. That one no good. Way short. That's where you see the legs, you know, tired late in the tournament. We saw a lot of air balls today that we haven't seen earlier in the week where guys just fatigued. Playing hard, you're playing a lot of ball, and it just catches up to you. And they're not going to let the subs in. So they get it now over to Gazga. Up top to Ludman. Now to Niera. Niera goes between the legs. Guerin right there. Niera burns him out of his shoes. Kicks it out. Ludman for three from the left side. In and out. No good. Guerin with the rebound. And now he'll quickly go up to Oliver. And Oliver's shot's no good. Baxter with the rebound. And he's got eight rebounds already here in the game.
That's what I got, too.
Tearing it up on the glass here in the first half. And a timeout going to be taken by Blasco. It's going to be a 60-second timeout, so we'll take a quick break back to the station. You're listening to the Thunder Mountain Falcons and the Juneau Douglas Crimson Bears on KINY. More coming your way right after this. 2:24 to go here in the half, 26-17 Thunder Mountain. As Baxter with it out on the wing, now going to drive in on Oliver, pulls it back out. Goes to Guevara. Guevara drives in past Parker. Now to Gazga. Back out to Guevara. Left side. Oh, Ludman caught sleeping down underneath, not ready for the pass. And that one goes off his hands and out of bounds. That was a great pass by Guevara.
That's 11 turnovers now on Thunder Mountain. 2:07 to go here in the half.
Ludman just wasn't expecting it, I don't think, down there. That one went right off his hands.
It was a slick pass. He was caught sleeping for sure.
Oliver now, bounce pass over to Parker. Now out to Oliver on the wing. Shot up, no good. Lockhart battling around, and Oliver going to be whistled for his third?
Yep.
As he came flying in.
He knew it, too. He was late.
Five fouls now, and Lockhart going to go to the other line, or other side, to shoot a free throw.
And Oliver just a little off today.
Lockhart with 12, trying to add to it here in the first half. He'll take a breath. First shot is up, and no good. Lockhart uncharacteristic. A couple misses here from the free throw line.
Blasky comes back in for Ludman.
Shot on the way now. That one is good. 27-17. Thunder Mountain by 10. 1:45. And Estigoy might have got away with one as he had his forearm up on the chest of Sam Lockhart driving into the paint. Didn't ever really shove off. Just kind of trying to create a little bit of space there.
Second foul on Sam Lockhart.
14 fouls on the Thunder Mountain Falcons, and Estigoy is 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He'll get a pair here. First one is up and in. He'll get one more. That one hard off the iron, no good. Lockhart comes in there for the rebound. He's got three. 1:40 to go here in the half as he gets it out now to Guevara. Guevara going to bring it up on Parker. They hand off now to Lockhart. Out to Baxter out on the wing. In the middle, Guevara Drives to the lane, shot up, no good, and it's Kaspersen who comes out of there with the rebound. Now out to Carrillo. Carrillo, left side to Estigoy, drives the lane, kicks it out. Malott from 15, got it.
Good look for Malott, assist by Estigoy, 27-20.
And now they get it up. Guevara out to Baxter. Baxter gets by Estigoy, drives right to the lane, shot up and in.
That should have been an and one. They tried to undercut him.
Coming the other way, Carrillo. Step back, left side over to Parker, 48 seconds to go. Kaspersen in the paint, bounce pass out to Estigoy. In the corner, Pulaski with an easy rebound.
Good
on
box
the miss.
Out.
Yeah,
good box
great
out.
Position. And now we'll see what Thunder Mountain's going to do. 35 seconds to go. See if they're going to play for one more. Or they're now right in the face of the defense. Baxter takes the shot. Gets his own rebound. No good. And now coming the other way was Parker with the rebound. Now out to Carrillo. Spins. Underhand shot. And Baxter going to get him. Boy, Carrillo, what a crafty play.
Did you see that? Baxter had to get a pat on the butt for that one. Like, you got me. That was a good move. You won. That was good. That was good. Bird beat.
Baxter, this second 15 foul. And Alwin Carrillo to the line for two. He did get him, dude.
He did. And all he could do was he got him on the arm because yeah. Alwin went low yeah. instead of high. Baxter brought that arm right down on it.
Carrillo misses the first. He'll get one more. 14.9 seconds to go here in the second period. As that one up and in. 29-21. Thunder Mountain. Now Carrillo still comes back the other way. Right off the window. Count it. As Carrillo up and in for two. Now Pulaski finger roll at the buzzer. And Malott comes out of there with the rebound. And that will do it. As Thunder Mountain going to go to the break, 29-23, your halftime score. Stay tuned. Clark and I will be back in 3 minutes with our first half wrap-up. You've been listening to Region 5 tournament coverage here from Mount Edgecombe High School. More coming your way right after this quick break. We're back here and currently being entertained by the Thunder Mountain High School dance team. And, of course, the dance team just another part of Region 5 tournament action as we get to cheer on the dance teams. Get to cheer on the cheer and stunt teams for all these schools. And, of course, get to be entertained by the pep bands that all come and play at all these games. It just makes this whole tournament really special and highlights just a lot more talent than just basketball. But we want to congratulate all the student-athletes and musicians on all of the participation that they have here in the tournament. As the Alaska Airlines team out there on the floor throwing out some goodies. They got T-shirts and little gifts and all sorts of stuff they're throwing out. As some of the station team here from Sitka out there.
Alaska Airlines, a big sponsor and supporter of youth sports in Alaska.
All over the place,
well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Shout out to our guy Scott Haberstadt, a Ketchikan graduate. He's a big wig for Alaska Airlines, and he's all up on that. Always supportive.
Well, let's take a look at the game we got going on here. 29-23 at the half as the Thunder Mountain Falcons leading the way over the Crimson Bears. And for the Crimson Bears, doing a nice job spreading the ball out. Six guys in the book, but nobody really running away with it. Alwin Carrillo with 7 points on three buckets from the field, one of two from the free throw line. He's got one steal, one assist, and one offensive rebound and two defensive rebounds. 5 points for Sean Oliver on two buckets from the field, one of two from the free throw line. Oliver with two steals, one offensive rebound, and two defensive rebounds. And Oliver in some foul trouble with three now. And he's just been a little bit flat here tonight. We just haven't seen quite the explosiveness that we saw last night against the Kehigh Kings. And the fouls have got him a little flustered, and so we'll see. He can kind of shake that off and come out and find a way to kind of dig deep there in the second half. But
they need him to do that.
They do, absolutely. 4 points for Joel Estigoy on 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Estigoy with one assist, two offensive rebounds, and three defensive rebounds. And then 3 points for Gavin Guerin on a three-pointer in the second quarter. Guerin with one defensive rebound. And then 2 points apiece for Amir Parker and Alex Malott. Both of those gentlemen with buckets from the field in the second quarter. Parker with one defensive rebound. And Alex Malott with one offensive rebound and a defensive rebound. Jonathan Schleppe, no points, but one assist and two defensive rebounds in the first half. Brandon Kasperson also with one defensive rebound in the first half. I've got the Crimson Bears, 6 of 10 from the free throw line in the first half, and I had them with 5 offensive rebounds and 13 defensive rebounds.
On the other side, leading the way for Thunder Mountain is Sam Lockhart with 13 points on three three-pointers, a field goal, and 2 for 4 from the foul line. He's got 2 steals, 3 assists, 3 defensive rebounds. 7 points for Thomas Baxter on 3 field goals, 1 for 2 from the foul line. He's got a steal and 9 rebounds, 3 of those offensive. 5 points for Casey Ludman on 1 field goal, 1 3-pointer. He's got a steal, 2 steals, an assist, and an offensive rebound. And 4 points for James Pulaski on 2 field goals, and he's got 3 defensive rebounds. Jordan Gaz got 2 defensive rebounds. TJ Guevara, an assist and a defensive rebound. And Lance Niera with a steal, 3 assists, and a defensive rebound. Thunder Mountain turned it over 12 times in the first half. I got him with 16 defensive rebounds and 4 offensive rebounds. We got about 2.5 minutes to go. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with third and fourth quarter action from here at Region 5 Tournament. Welcome back to the Region 5 4A Championship game. If Thunder Mountain wins, they're going to cut down the net. And if Juneau ends up winning this game, we'll run it back again tomorrow. 29-23, our halftime score. Thunder Mountain on top by 6.
A lot of ball game left. 16 minutes to go, and boy, anybody could heat up. And we saw that happen. KI holding on to a 15-point lead going into the fourth quarter against Thunder Mountain 2 days ago, and it just evaporated.
They thought they were on cruise control. Just had to play smart. Thunder Mountain turned up the defensive pressure, and Sam Lockhart got on fire.
And you can't really take it away from KI either. They played a good game, you know. And
they scored 15 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They played just fine.
Yeah. It's just one of those things where somebody else just, you couldn't stop them.
You can't stop them. You can only hope
to
contain
them.
Oliver drives, gets in the lane, little teardrop, got it.
There you go. We talked about Oliver needing to step up, and he comes out in the first 5 seconds and puts a bucket in.
I think you got the same message from Coach Kasperson. Pulaski at the high post, looking for something. Nope, just turns and drives. Shot up. Good.
Tough take by Pulaski as he just works his way down on the block against Estigoy.
Oliver at the top now. Guarded by Sam Lockhart. Wants to go left. Over to Carrillo on the far side. Out to Estigoy. Traveled, got away with it. Everybody was saying travel. Oliver now. Now to Alwin Carrillo. Drives in. Dumps down to Schleppe. Out to Estigoy. Howland for 3. No. Baxter gets his 10th rebound of the game. He's got a double. Well, he's on pace to get a double-double.
7 points so far in the game.
Doesn't have it yet, but he's got the hard part done. For him, anyway.
Yeah.
Off to Ludman in the wing. He'll back it out, reset for the Falcons. Now to Guevara, down on the post to Pulaski. Pulaski turns, dumps down to Ludman, out to Guevara, back to Pulaski. Shot up!
Oh,
good!
That was some great nifty passing there by the Thunder Mountain Falcons, and the defense just chasing their tail down low. Pulaski ended up wide open.
Carrillo backs it out. Wants to set up a play. Says run it. Over to Oliver now. Everybody just kind of standing around flat-footed. Even Kasperson's like, go move. Oliver drives. Runner, no. Baxter rips the board. He really brought the Windex today.
He's doing a great job on the glass for Thunder Mountain.
They give it over to Guevara. They set up the offense. Here's a screen from Baxter. Guevara drives. Dumps to Pulaski down to the paint. Shot up. No. gets his own rebound. Everybody's fighting for it. Shot up, no good. Foul, and he'll shoot two. Is that going to be on Oliver? No, Estigoy. His third.
Yeah. First foul for the Crimson Bears here in the third quarter. As Pulaski now will go to the line. He's got 8 points now, just quiet eight. Just kind of chipping away at it. Four in the first half, two more buckets here in the third.
Free throw is up and good. But he's had the hot hand here in the third. 5 points already in the third quarter as they've gone to him. I think with the purpose of drawing some fouls on them. Establish that paint. Second one, no. Malott pulls the rebound. How many got him with?
Three. Two defensive, one offensive.
Now Oliver drives. Blocked by Pulaski. Oh, he came down hard on his foot, twisted his ankle.
He's going to walk it off, but boy, you could see it on his face. As
ooh,
soon as
I watched
the
roll.
Yeah, that was bad. Big guy like that coming down hard on a roll like that, you just think about all the damage he could do, but it looks like he's going to be okay. And
Guevara.
Oliver going to go to the line. Who did they foul on?
Guevara. His first. So Oliver will shoot a pair. Pulaski is walking it off, but he's ginger. Oh, man, you don't want to come out of this one. You just suck it up.
That's right.
First free throw, no good by Oliver.
Oliver now 1-3.
Okay. But he did come right down on Oliver's foot.
You could see it, watch him roll it and see it on his face.
Yeah, yeah. We do have the catbird seat here to see everything. Second free throw good by Oliver. He now has 8. Into Lockhart. Over to Ludman. Brings it across the timeline. Needs help. Wants something. Off to Guevara. And double dribble. Huh.
First turnover for the Thunder Mountain Falcons here in the half. As Brandon Kasperson going to check in. Ludman to the bench.
Ludman.
Sleppy, excuse me.
Checking.
I appreciate the correction.
It's day four. Like I said,
just
our brains are mush. We have to keep an eye on each other. It's just part of our gig. We've been doing this together a long time. We know what happened. Kasperson over to Carrillo. Now to Oliver. Skipped over, tipped away by Thunder Mountain as he was looking for Carrillo. Out of bounds to the Bears on the baseline. Estigoy is going to trigger it down there for the Crimson Bears. Carrillo. He's going to hoist it for three. Too hard. The rebound. Ludman. As he comes away with it. Had to fight for it to get it. Baxter quickly back up to Ludman. Drives it right through. Shot up. No dice. And Estigoy comes away with the rebound.
Boy, he should have had that one. Good look.
Carrillo coming the other way. Gets to the foul line. Out to Oliver for three. No, too hard. Rebound Pulaski. Games with 5 boards now. Thunder Mountain ball. Guevara will slowly bring it up. 4:23 to go in the third. Goes left. Gets down to the baseline. Burns by his man. Shot up. Should have been a foul. No call. Estigoy pulls the rebound. His 6. Oh, Carrillo, coast to coast, shot up. No good. Pulaski rips the board.
That was not a good shot by Carrillo.
Out to Guevara, and he'll slow down. Gives off to Pulaski. Now Ludman. Baxter wants it. Against Oliver, he's going to drive. Pulls up, 10-foot. Got it. Smooth as silk.
Yeah, and Oliver has to kind of lay off there with the 3 fouls.
Ludman gets the assist. And then Estigoy out to Kasperson. Over to Malott. Shot no. And rebounded by Lockhart. And Sam coming the other way. Over to Baxter. Layup good.
Lockhart with his 4th assist. And a timeout going to be taken by Coach Kasperson.
And boy, Baxter's got his game face on as he's got that double-double now early in the third here. 3:31 to go in the third. 38-26 our score. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Malott with the offensive rebound, and he'll be fouled on the putback. Ludman going to be whistled for his third foul.
Malott will go to the line to shoot two. Got into commercial a little late that last time. Got back a little late. Malott will shoot two. First one, too hard, no good. Gazga will come in now for Ludman. Malott will get one more. 12-point lead for the Falcons. Second one goes in for Malott. Inbounded to Niera against Kasperson. Niera brings it across the timeline. Drives, gets by his man, dumps to Pulaski. And Pulaski can't finish, gets it back, and knocked out off of Oliver. It's going to be Thunder Mountain ball. Boy, good job by Baxter to lay off.
Yeah, no kidding.
Boy, Pulaski just couldn't gather to get the finish under there. Maybe somebody, but we were screened out behind Pulaski, so we don't know if somebody got their hand on the ball either. So must have been the case. Baxter to trigger. Into the backcourt to Niera. Ooh. I mean, it was legal.
Yeah, nobody touched it. It looked like it might have got touched right at first, but
now Baxter gets a screen from Pulaski. Going to go right. Tried to force it back to Baxter. Stolen by Oliver. Coming the other way. Coast to coast. Scoop is no good, but Estigoy will clean up the mess as he gets the offensive rebound and the putback.
29-38. Thunder Mountain up by 9.
Now Niera. Same thing.
Blocked
stolen
by Kasperson.
Away. Is that what it was?
Yeah, he got a piece of it.
So Estigoy gets a rebound then. Kasperson drives. Teardrop runner on the baseline. No good. Knocked out by Pulaski. It's going to go to the Bears on the baseline.
So Juno chipping their way back into this one.
38-29. 2:20 to go in the third. 9-point lead for the Falcons. Into Carrillo. Drives baseline. Got fouled. No call. Estigoy blocked by Pulaski and out of bounds.
So Estigar with another offensive board and Pulaski with the block. I got Estigar with 10 rebounds now, 6 defensive, 4 offensive.
And that was a meeting at the summit for
yeah.
sure. Inbounded to Kasperson, up to Carrillo, over to Oliver for 3. Good!
And you knew that would just had to happen at some point. Oliver bent cold, but he's finally knocked one down. That's his first 3-pointer of the game.
Carrillo with the assist. Niera brings it across. Gets by his man. Back out to Pulaski. Gazga. Back to Niera. Niera. Ooh, a little face check. Now to Lockhart. Back to Niera. Had it poked away. Got it back. Reset.
Kasperson hounding him out top.
Now Niera out to Lockhart. Now he drives. Knifes through. Layup. Good.
Wow. Sam Lockhart. Doing a little dance in the air there to knife through the defense and then get the shot off.
Niera's 4th assist. Carrillo, teardrop in the paint. Good.
Sean Oliver with the little feed to Carrillo into the middle.
Coming the other way. Gazga. And a timeout.
30-second.
40-34 our score. 1:17 to go here in the third quarter. Thunder Mountain by 6.
Thunder Mountain, yeah, they extended their lead out to 12. And Juno's cut it in half, so they've been doing a good job battling back here. It's been a seesaw battle. The Crimson Bears have scored 11 here in the quarter. And both teams have scored 11 here. We're right locked up where we were at the end of the half with Thunder Mountain with the 6-point lead. 1:17 to go. Want to remind everybody, the winner of this game going on to the state tournament, if it's the Thunder Mountain Falcons, if it's the Crimson Bears, we're going to play again tomorrow for an opportunity to go to state. And these two teams are 2-2 against each other this year. So it could be anybody's game still with lots of time left up on the clock.
Inbounded to Guevara. Guevara off to Sam Lockhart. Now to Baxter. dumps underneath to Pulaski. Bad pass, turnover on the Falcons.
It's a good idea. The pass was just in the wrong place. Pulaski tried to lead Pulaski just a little bit too far, and Pulaski not able to get there in time.
Didn't have enough room on the court to get there. Carrillo now to Oliver.
Under a minute to go here in the third.
Now to Kasperson, off to Carrillo at the top. Now to Guerin. Back to Carrillo. He'll drive, gets inside, block, but a foul, and he'll go to the line for two.
Guevara, I think, going to be whistled for the foul. We'll see. He was right on him, and that is the call, his second. Team's third. And Carrillo to the line for two more. He's one for two so far on the night from the free throw line.
Carrillo directing traffic. 42 seconds left in the third. 40-34 in favor of Thunder Mountain.
We did miss, just looking kind of back in my book here, we did miss mentioning that Thomas Baxter now with a double-double.
Oh, I said it.
Did you? I missed it. As Carrillo now drops
it
the first
quick.
One in. Yeah, it did. Yeah, before something else was going on, yeah.
Baxter was he's going to get a little break
out.
Here at the end of the quarter. Ludman comes back in as Carrillo makes the first one, and he'll get another one. Second one is also good.
The Crimson Bears now within four.
Inbounded to Guevara. He'll bring it up. Off to Sam Lockhart, Pulaski, Guevara. Out to Gazga, over to Lockhart, 30 seconds. Thunder Mountain wants to play for the last basket here. Over to Guevara. 20 seconds. Poked away by Alvin Carrillo. Got it back. Brings it back across. Off to Lockhart. 10 seconds. Lockhart backs it out. Surveys the court. 7 seconds. Now he wants to go. Over to Pulaski.
Oh.
Layup. Good.
What a dime by Lockhart. Little no-look pass.
And that will end the quarter. Pulaski had 7 in the quarter, 42-36. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Final 8 minutes up on the clock. Russell Thomas and Clark Slaniger with you, bringing you Region 5 4A Championship basketball. Thunder Mountain trying to punch their ticket to the state tournament as Baxter comes up with it. Now to Lockhart out on the left side. That one no good. Pulaski with the offensive rebound. Shot up no good. And Oliver may be whistled for his fourth foul.
The look on his face says yes, and it is.
As Pulaski comes up with his third offensive rebound, and he'll be rewarded at the line for two.
That's going to hurt him. Pulaski, shot on the way, no good.
One more.
He'll get another one.
Yeah, just from the sportsman side of things, you just hope he can just stay in there and play because you just want these guys battling it out right to the end as Oliver gets the rebound. Carrillo now going to bring it up over to Kasperson for three. That one no good. Oliver with the offensive rebound, and he's going to draw the foul as he goes back to the rim.
He is, and he's going to go to the line. He's got 11 in this game so far.
Pulaski going to be whistled for his third. Team's first in the fourth quarter here, and Oliver trying to add to his 11.
Thunder Mountain, three guys in double figures now.
As now they're trying to clean up the court. A little bit of moisture down there, trying to keep everybody safe. They get
bit a lot of sweat down there.
Give it to Oliver now. He's going to take a couple dribbles. First shot is on the way. Good. 42-37 as Oliver will get one more.
Oliver with a dozen now.
Second shot on the way is money. He's now 4-6 from the free throw line tonight.
He's going to come out. Amir Parker is going to come in for him. 4-point lead for the Falcons. 7:33 to go in this game.
And now to Guevara. Guevara going to be picked up by Parker in the backcourt. He'll push left side. Hands off now to Lockhart. Kasperson way on him, and Lockhart stepped on the half-court line and turns it over. And I don't have any turnovers for the Crimson Bears here in the second half.
I don't either.
Yeah, four now on the Thunder Mountain Falcons as Lockhart just not paying attention to where he was on the floor and just put his heel down on the half-court line and got called for the over and back. So Oliver now back in on offense. They're going to play a little offense-defense with Oliver here, it looks like, for the final quarter, trying to keep him out of trouble on D. Now to Oliver, left side. Up now to Guerin. Guerin back to Oliver. Oliver drives in, and an offensive foul going to be whistled.
I think that's on Estigoy down on the baseline because Ludman went flying.
And that is. That's his fourth. And a turnover on the Crimson Bears.
Good clear out.
Second team foul on the Crimson Bears here in the fourth quarter. Four-point game, 42-38, 7:11 to go.
Little MMA down there on the baseline.
As Guevara now gets it out to Lockhart. Out on the right wing. He'll dribble up to the top of the key. Back to the left, goes back to the right to Guevara. Swings it around. Ludman had a shot, didn't take it. Now kicks it back out to Guevara.
Baxter's got to get hungry for it. He kind of hasn't touched the ball in a while.
Lockhart hammered up top, and that will be the third foul on the Crimson Bears.
It's going to be on Parker.
That'll be his first.
6:47 to go in the game. 4-point lead for the Falcons. Baxter's got to step up here. Get some points here in the fourth quarter.
They get it out now. Right side. Out to Guevara. Brings it up on Parker. 6:40 to go. Parker, or Guevara, drives by. Parker cut him off. Nice pass in the middle. As Guevara gets the assist, and Pulaski up and in for two.
Pulaski just playing tough in there, hanging around the hoop.
He's got maybe 13, I think.
13.
Long cross-court pass. Kasperson catch and shoot on the pass from Carrillo. Up and in for two, or for three, excuse me. As Brandon put a nice shot up, 44-41, Thunder Mountain. 6:05 to go here in the game.
Tipping it down. 1 point closer after the three.
Lockhart gets by Kasperson and...
Oh, man, he had a lot of arm there. Unbelievable. No call.
No call. And now Malott going to get up off the bench and get in. Niera coming in for the Falcons. Pulaski going to come out.
I don't even know if Kasperson knows that Estigoy's got four. I mean, he's not acting like he's worried about it at all.
They get it in now. It'll be Guevara who will inbound down there. Six minutes to go. Thunder Mountain by three. Get it up top to Ludman. Ludman out to Niera. Niera drives in on Estigoy, pulls it back out and out of Lockhart. Back to Niera on the right side. And he'll dribble back to the top of the key. Now move back to the right.
Baxter is standing over there in the corner. He's got Alan Carrillo on him.
Now they get it right side to Lockhart. Now Guevara. Guevara picked up by Parker up top. And Guevara going to go right side looking for a screen. Goes behind the back. Spins in the paint. Over to Ludman. Shot up and in. How about that? Guevara putting on a clinic. And Ludman right there to clean it up.
Spin cycle.
Now coming the other way, Parker for two. I didn't see who fed him the ball.
He took three dribbles.
And now Nieris laces undone, so they're going to call an official timeout. It'll be Thunder Mountain ball up by three. We're going to go right down to the wire in this one. Juno going to make a game of it.
They are.
Oliver on the bench with four fouls. Guevara now going to bring it up on Parker, right side. Kicks it out to Niera. Niera now drives right. Kicks it back out to Guevara. Now to Lockhart. Lockhart picked up by Kasperson again, and Lockhart now going to drive it over to the right side. Pulls it out to Niera, out on the wing. Thunder Mountain seems content just to burn a little bit of time. Pass it around the perimeter, see if they can get a breakdown on defense. Guevara up top now to Lockhart. Lockhart going to drive by, step back, and Brandon Kasperson gives him a little tackle. That'll be Brandon's first foul.
Take him out of his shoes. All he can do is run Sam over.
So
fourth team foul on the Bears, so it's a double bonus situation for the Falcons now.
And now Oliver coming back in to play some offense for the Crimson Bears.
Malott comes out. 4:36 to go, 46-43, anybody's game.
As Guevara now looking to get it in, gets it way up top to Niera. Niera has to track that one down, drives in, kicks it over to Baxter. Back up top to Niera, to Baxter out on the left.
He wants to attack
4:30 to go. And Baxter should attack Oliver with four fouls. He had to go at him. Now they get it, pull it back out. Guevara. Down to Niera. Niera back to Guevara. Guevara into the paint. Now kicks it out to Lockhart. Now up top to Baxter. Baxter now going to drive it in. And a shove off is going to be the third foul against Baxter.
That's a turnover there. Fourth. You got five or four?
Five. 4:07 to go here in the game. Juno could tie it up on this possession with a three-pointer. They get it out to Carrillo. Carrillo nearly turns it over. Kasperson has to track that one down. And now Carrillo drives up in the middle. Scoops to the hoop. How did he get that shot off?
I don't know.
That one, amazing. And now quickly up to Baxter. And that one tipped out of bounds as Baxter goes down hard. Oliver there in the mix. That,
Oliver's got to be careful. Yeah. He ran him over. If the ball was already by, he was fortunate.
46-45, Thunder Mountain ball underneath. 3:46 to go here.
I don't like how Thunder Mountain's taking their foot off the gas and spread things out like this. I just don't like it. It's always a lose-lose situation.
Guevara into Pulaski. Pulaski up off the window. Count it. Pulaski having a great game for Thunder Mountain, 48-45. Now out to Kasperson, out to Carrillo. Carrillo.
He's so nifty.
Out on the right side, drives in. Parker, wide open for three, ties it up, and he does. Parker with the three-pointer on the feed from Carrillo, and we're locked up at 48 all. 3:15 to go. Guevara now brings it up. Picked up by Oliver. Now Baxter out on the left side. Baxter drives back into the middle. Floats one up, and it's up and in. And Oliver smart enough to back off of that one. And the lead now back to Thunder Mountain. Down in the corner, Oliver drives baseline. Steps to the rack, no good. And a late whistle is going to come against Ludman.
It was the right call. It was late, but it was the right call. He hammered Oliver. That'll send Oliver to the line for two.
And the foul going to be the fourth against Ludman. Third team foul. And Oliver a chance to tie it up here with the free throws. 2:49 to go here in the game. Oliver's shot is up and rattles in the cage, falls through.
2:49 to go.
Blasco wanted a timeout. He's mad. They'd already given the ball over to Oliver as he knocks down the second free throw. So we're tied up at 50. And we'll see. I think we got a full timeout coming your way, so we'll take a quick 60-second break. 50-50 with 2:49 to go here in the game. Carrillo hands off now to Lockhart. Lockhart now over to Baxter. Baxter now drives in, and Carrillo might have got banged up. They get it into Pulaski. Triple-teamed hook shot underneath on the feet from Guevara.
Boy, Pulaski really stepping up here late. Even with that ginger ankle.
Carrillo steps to the hoop. Shot up, no good. Estigoy with the offensive rebound. Kicks it out. Now Kasperson partially blocked. And Oliver comes up with it. It's going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay with Juno. But Brandon Kasperson with his second block of the game.
That was Guevara.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at the wrong side of my book. Kasperson with the block.
52-50. 2:11 to go. Inbounded to Oliver for three. Good! And the Bears got the lead.
Who inbounded that one?
Estigoy with the assist.
So now 53-52. And a foul going to be whistled.
5 seconds.
Oh. Well, Thunder Mountain with their sixth turnover. .156 to go. Crimson Bears by one. And now Carrillo will bring it up. We knew this was going to be this kind of game as these two teams just match up so well. Carrillo now drives in. Comes around and dribbled on this sideline on the far side and made a big mental mistake. Only the second turnover for the Crimson Bears here in the half, but they're going to give it back to Thunder Mountain, and they're going to have a chance to take the lead on this possession. Now into Guevara. Guevara dribbles up over to Lockhart. Lockhart drives in the paint, scoops to the hoop, up and in, count it. No foul as he goes down hard.
He's got 17 now.
Lead back to TM. 1:18 to go. Carrillo up top. Looking for a screen and a shot down in the paint. Up and in for two as Carrillo
over Pulaski.
Gives
what a
the lead back. And Estigoy should have an assist on that. Set a beautiful screen at the top of the key. And now they kick it out. Guevara for three. Left side. Money.
Guevara with a huge shot.
Lockhart with the assist. And that's the first basket of the game.
Blocked on the other end by Guevara again.
And a timeout going to be taken. As wow, what a change here. Both teams just scrapping like crazy.
Let's keep it right here. We're not going anywhere. Matt, what a
match. So much
match.
Energy on both sides. I mean, Thunder Mountain went up, then Juneau went up. Then Thunder Mountain went back up, and then the Thunder Mountain got the turnover and the block shot on the other side. I mean, it's just so much energy here. Both teams just playing their hearts out. And again,
Guevara has stepped up huge late. Couple of block shots, both of them against Kasperson trying to shoot long shots. Then they get the takeaway. Who came up with that?
I didn't see who got the rebound.
I think it was Lockhart.
We'll give him a defensive rebound. That'll be five for him. Is that what you got?
Yeah.
So 47.2 to go here. They sound the horn. Both teams coming out of the huddle. We'll see what Coach Blasco has.
Well, you got to make them foul. You got a two-point lead. Now's the time to hold it. 47 seconds to go. Put you at the foul line.
Yeah, Juneau with four fouls, so one foul now on the Crimson Bears will put Thunder Mountain at the free throw line.
I mean, you're hoping they're going to let you burn 10, 15 seconds before they foul in reality. Get it across the timeline. But full court pressure by the Bears. Ludman will trigger. Here we go.
Ludman looking to get it in. Gets it in now to Lockhart. Lockhart now going to bring it up on Kasperson. 40 seconds to go. Thunder Mountain by one. Now over to Guevara. Guevara hands back to Lockhart. He's way out near half court. Goes left side. Out to Baxter. Right back to Lockhart. Now to Guevara. And a foul up top by Parker. And that will send Guevara to the line for a pair. And he might be the guy you want to foul. He's been quiet all night until he just hit that three-pointer.
Yeah, but they, like I said, they let him burn 20 seconds. You're down to 27.1. Guevara's going to shoot two.
One possession game unless Guevara can hit both of these. Shot is up and good. He'll get one more.
Thunder Mountain fans are feeling the rush over there. They're all fired up. A lot of pressure.
He'll get one more. And a lane violation, I think, on the Crimson Bears. It won't matter, because I think Parker stepped into the lane too early. Carrillo now comes up, gets the screen, steps back, kicks it up top. Kasperson for three, got it!
Wow!
Carrillo with his fifth assist, and Kasperson drops that one in.
From way downtown.
And a timeout going to be taken. It's a one-point game, 16.4 on the clock. And Thunder Mountain to inbound.
Woo! Got a foul coming in. You got 59-58. Thunder Mountain on top. And this is everything we expected. Like I said, coin flip game. These teams have split all in the conference split all season long. It's anybody's game. Who wants to grab the bull by the horn? And that was a huge shot by Kasperson. And huge Guevara has come up enormous here in the fourth quarter as well. Everything you want out of your point guard. And Pulaski has been big as well.
Yeah, Pulaski, you just looked at, he's just filling it up all the way across. 4 points in the first half, but he's put up 13 here in the second. So it will be Crimson Bears to inbound. We've been here before, Clark.
Oh, that's a mountain of time. 16.4 yeah. In this situation. Crazy things could happen. Crazy. Ludman to trigger for the Falcons.
So trying to clear a little bit of space. They get it into Lockhart, and Lockhart going to be immediately fouled by Kasperson. That'll be Kasperson's second, and we'll march down to the other side where Lockhart will try and make it. Well, I guess two free throws will still be a one-possession game.
Absolutely.
So 15.1 seconds left on the clock. They must have put a little bit of time back up, huh? Wasn't it 12 seconds, I think, when we went to break? And they might have.
I don't think so. It was 16.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
It was 16. So they just got a second off.
Lockhart's first shot up is good. One more will keep the Crimson Bears from stealing a win from the three-point line.
They bring the air in for defense. Pulaski still gutting it out with that bad wheel. He strained his ankle early in the second half, but it hasn't slowed him down.
Lockhart takes a couple dribbles, eyes the free throw. That is good.
Three-point lead. They got to have a three.
So Carrillo coming down. 12 seconds to go. Looking for a little bit of a screen. Stolen away by Guevara. Now up to Baxter. Baxter going to dunk it down.
Exclamation point.
Thunder Mountain going to win this one at the buzzer.
Baxter with the steal and the dunk. To put the exclamation on it, he's like, give it to me, baby.
Guevara.
Incredible.
Guevara came up with a huge steal, picked the pocket of Carrillo, and then Guevara fed it up the floor to Thomas Baxter, got the assist, and Baxter puts it down with a dunk for the win, 63-58, your final. And the Thunder Mountain Falcons going to be your Region 5
4A
boys final, and they will be headed to state. And the Crimson Bears, unfortunately, have one stolen away from them here at the end. They had a chance to work their way back in it, and they just couldn't get it done. And give it up to Guevara. Big hands on a guy that handles the ball better than almost anybody out there on the floor. And he picked Carrillo's pocket late in the game. And then the feed up floor to Baxter, and Baxter drove it home for the Thunder Mountain Falcons.
He wanted that bad.
Stay tuned. We're going to wrap this one up here in the 3 minutes when we bring you our postgame. You've been listening to the Region 5 tournament here from Mount Edgecombe High School on KINY. Welcome back, and boy, we were treated to a stellar finish in that game as Juno had a chance to tie it up with a three-pointer. And Carrillo had his pocket picked by T.J. Guevara. Guevara got the steal, and Baxter was off to the races on the feed from Guevara and dunked it down with about 2.5 seconds to go. Sean Oliver got it back in and heaved one at the buzzer, but it was too little too late. Thunder Mountain, a five-point lead.
That's what you call an exclamation point. And we live in the same town, and I'm going to have something to talk about for the rest of the year. As Baxter was not having anything but that dunk. And just everything we wanted in that game. And Baxter's just out there soaking it in on the court right now. He's loving it. All the fans are loving it as they're out there cutting down the nets. We loved it.
Well, congratulations to the Thunder Mountain Falcons. And boy, it sounds like there's still a lot up in the air up there in Juneau. We got word today, we were talking in the hospitality room, that maybe the school board or assembly, I'm not sure who's making the decision up there on the consolidation efforts, but that maybe they voted to reconsider last night. So we'll see how that whole thing shakes out. But I know there's a big, a lot of consideration up there in Juneau about whether this school even exists next year. And what a way for them to put kind of an exclamation point on all the success that they've had by taking both the men's and ladies' titles here this year. So congratulations to Coach Andy Lee on the girls' side and his whole team and program. And, of course, congratulations to Coach Blasco and the boys' program here. A great win here against really stellar competition this year, especially on the boys' side where all these teams were locked up, and Thunder Mountain just got it done as they showed up and were able to get things.
They're going to get Coach Lee with the water. Niera and Baxter took off with the water.
To get Blasco?
I don't know. Coach Blasco, yeah.
Maybe in the back there. Let's take a look at how things shook out for the Crimson Bears. Leading the way in the loss today was Sean Oliver. And Oliver, a little bit of a sleepy first half as he only had 5 points, 2 buckets, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. But he turned it on in the second half as he ended up putting up 13 points, 6 of 8 from the free throw line, 2 3-pointers, 3 buckets from inside for Oliver. And Oliver with 3 steals, 1 assist, 2 offensive rebounds, and 5 defensive rebounds in the game. 15 points today for Alwyn Carrillo. Carrillo 3 of 4 from the free throw line and 6 buckets from the field. Carrillo with 1 steal, 5 assists, 1 offensive rebound, and 2 defensive rebounds. 7 points for Amir Parker off the bench. Parker with 1 3-pointer and 2 buckets from the field. Parker also chipping in 1 defensive rebound. Brandon Kasperson and Joel Estigoy both with 6 as Kasperson knocked down 2 3-pointers, big ones in the fourth quarter to get the Crimson Bears close. And then Kasperson had a blocked shot and a 1 defensive rebound. And Estigoy played 4 of 6 from the free throw line, 1 bucket from the field, and Estigoy with 2 assists, and he had 11 rebounds today, 5 offensive and 6 defensive rebounds. So Estigoy having a great game on the glass. He led the way for the Crimson Bears by a long shot on the glass today. And then 3 points apiece for Alex Malott and Gavin Guerin. Guerin knocked down a 3-pointer in the second quarter and had 1 defensive rebound. And then Alex Malott, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, 1 bucket from the field, and 2 defensive rebounds, 2 offensive rebounds. Jonathan Sleppy did not score, but had an assist and 2 defensive rebounds. And that was it. Everybody else that had hustle stats scored in the game. Crimson Bears, 14 of 20 from the free throw line. They had 6 3-pointers, 13 buckets from inside. I had them with only 2 turnovers in the second half. They did a great job taking care of the ball. Only 11 turnovers in the game for the Crimson Bears. But it just wasn't enough tonight. And then I had them with 5 total offensive rebounds, 10 offensive rebounds and 18 defensive rebounds in the game.
On the other side, leading the way for the victors was Sam Lockhart with 3 field goals, 3 3-pointers, and 4 for 6 from the foul line for 19 points. He had 2 steals, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds. James Pulaski, 17 points in the game on 8 field goals. He was 1 for 4 from the line. He had a block shot and 7 rebounds, 2 of those offensive. And then with a huge double-double, Thomas Baxter, 15 points on 7 field goals, 1 for 2 from the foul line, 2 steals, and 11 rebounds, 3 of those offensive, but he had that exclamation point dunk that just lit this place on fire as they got the victory in the end there. With 2 seconds left, Thomas gets the dunk, and there was pandelirium after that.
It was crazy.
And then the only other player to score in this game was T.J. Guevara, and he saved his best for last in the fourth quarter late in the game, drained a 3 to give him a 2-point lead, and then knocked down 2 pressure free throws for his 5 points on 1 field goal, the 3-pointer, and 2 for 2 from the line. He also had 2 block shots in the fourth quarter, both on Kasperson, who was trying to drain big shots to save the game. And then he had 1 steal, 6 huge assists.
The steal.
The steal, yeah. One steal.
That's all he needed.
That's all he needed was one and a defensive rebound. Lancey Nierra with a steal, four assists, and a defensive rebound. Jordan Gazga, two defensive rebounds. Oh, Ludman with 7 points in the game. He had two steals, two assists, and two rebounds, one of them offensive.
And I had him with a blocked shot as well today. So,
did I have that? No, I didn't. And then 18 turnovers in the game for Thunder Mountain, but 23 defensive rebounds and four offensive rebounds. As they're going to cut, they cut down the nets. And it's a big day for Thunder Mountain because they're both their girls and boys win here tonight.
Heading to state. Clark's going to stick around and see if the Metlakatla Mischiefs and the Chiefs can do the same thing as that both of them vying for the region title in the 2A bracket. And Clark will be up next. If you're trying to stream the game, it will be carried on KTKN down in Ketchikan, and you can pick that one up on their live feed. And then I'll be here tonight for the nightcap game as the Metlakatla Chiefs taking on the Petersburg Vikings late tonight in the Boys 3A Championship. So stay tuned. More basketball coming your way. And just want to give a big shout-out to Mike and the whole team there at KINY. It's been our pleasure bringing you the tournament here this week. Hope you've enjoyed it. We've had a blast calling for Thunder Mountain and for the Crimson Bears. And the community ought to be really proud of both these programs and how they've represented the community. They're great competitors. And congratulations again to the Thunder Mountain Falcons. Victorious here tonight, your final 63-58. And with that, we're going to sign off. Have a good night.